It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. John Berg is here with us today from the Glenwood Springs Community Concert Association, getting ready for the 70th season of concerts. So I'm trying to do the math in my head, and it's not working out. That would be
1947 to 1948.
Wow.
That was the first season. Amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Really incredible. It's been that long.
So here's the question. Do you know what the first concerts were that first season?
You know, I don't. But I do know it was held back in the Glenwood Grade School gym. And in the winter of that season, they actually held some of the concerts right in the Colorado Hotel. And it's interesting because the Colorado Hotel in those days wasn't open in the winter. But they would open it, especially gracious enough to open it for these Glenwood community concerts.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, 47 and 48, remember during World War II, Hotel Colorado was used by the Navy for rehabilitation.
I wasn't aware of that, but that's interesting.
Oh,
yeah,
well, there you go.
Yeah,
I was able to actually share some knowledge with you. Usually that's not the way it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've got one more concert for this season.
We do.
The 69th season, and then you kick off the 70th season in September. And again, it's folks sign up for the entire season. You don't do individual shows, but your tickets are very reasonable. And what is the last show of this season?
The last show is actually the 30th of this month, April 30th, and it's going to be at Glenwood High School at 7 p.m. in the evening. And it's a really, really interesting show. It's actually three guys doing 30 instruments. And it's called Odyssey, New Odyssey. Some of our shows are really fun, and I think this is going to be a whole lot of fun, this show. They're highly talented people, and the cool thing about this concert is you can come to this concert free if you sign up for the following season.
Okay. So sign up, or you get this one for free, and then you'll pay for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five concerts next season,
the next season.
70th season, yeah.
All right. And speaking of which, when I said that the season pass is pretty reasonable, it's $40 for adults, $15 for students.
That's right.
For the entire season, and you get the one extra bonus show.
That's correct.
Three guys, 30 instruments, so an average of 10 apiece?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be moving around. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
What type of music is it?
You know, I'm not sure on this one. The interesting thing about these concerts is a real variety of music. And we have everything from a few classical groups to popular things. For example, next season we have Alias Brass, which is a brass quintet. We have Croon, a guy named Todd Murray, who's just a terrific baritone singer. He's going to do Sinatra, Bing Crosby kind of things. We have a wind ensemble coming up in February. And then there's a Hot Club of Cowtown, which is a really fun trio of cowboy music, basically Western music. That should be fun.
Okay. And then you follow it up with one of the favorites from the past. Should we leave that one and then we'll come back to it?
That sounds good.
Because I think that may be one of the bigger. They've been here a time or two.
I think so.
Over the last few years, always pretty popular.
Yep.
With the local folks, the Community Concert Association again in its 70th year, because it started back in 47 and 48.
Mm-hmm.
How many members of your board work on this every
year? We have
year?
Approximately 20 members on our board, and it's all volunteer. I mean, we do everything from greeting the instruments. We select the programs for the coming years and feed the performers. They come through, and they're traveling all over the country, so they're really a fun group of people.
I'm sure they've got a lot of stories.
You know, sell tickets, just do all the things that need to be done to put together an association.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been involved?
Well, I've been involved actually since I've been in Glenwood here almost 8 years now. I'm a fairly new member to the community, and and I discovered it through a friend, and it's really terrific because I have discovered kinds of music that I probably would never have gone to before. Not my favorite things, but it's broadened my appreciation for lots of things.
Broadened your horizons.
Absolutely.
You might say. And apparently you missed a meeting because that's how you got to come in today, right?
Yes.
I imagine that it probably costs quite a bit to bring these acts in every year. So in addition to ticket sales, do you have other sources of income?
We do. And that's what really makes it possible for the bulk of our audience to have affordable prices. This $40, which is really, really a bargain for five concerts. We have a lot of sponsors and co-sponsors, patrons and friends, which contribute a terrific amount. A lot of in-kind services from various people like Glenwood Hot Springs and others, so that they and which really, really help us make this affordable for the broader population in the community.
Okay. Perhaps we'll recognize some of those bigger. You probably have a lot, but if you'd like to mention some of those sponsors later, we absolutely. We can certainly talk about that. Speaking of which, if folks would like to become a sponsor, co-sponsor, patron, or friend of the Glenwood Springs Community Concert Association, that also comes with an allotment of tickets, right?
That certainly does, yeah.
So if you want to be a sponsor, for instance, that includes up to 10 tickets for your organization or for your family, I suppose, then 6 tickets come with the co-sponsor, which the sponsor is $1,000 plus.
Right.
Co-sponsor is $500 to $999. Patron is $240 to $499. That includes up to 4 tickets. And then friend of the Community Concert Association is $120 to $239, and that includes up to 2 tickets. And do they get recognition in the program as well, John?
They do. Okay. Every program announces all of our sponsors, co-sponsors, patrons, and friends. And fortunately, we have a lot of those, which really, really makes it very nice. And
sure. Now, if anyone would like to learn more about becoming a sponsor, they can do so on your website, right?
Absolutely.
And go ahead.
You can either Google it, Glenwood Community Concert Association, or the website is gsconcertassn.org.
And you've also got some phone numbers that folks can call as well. If they have any questions, you can call Judy at 945-5384 or Sue at 945-8722. Just if you can't figure out the website or if you have questions that are not answered there.
We'll be happy to help you. Yep.
All right. Well, as I said, we will definitely talk about the 70th anniversary schedule for the Glenwood Springs Community Concert Association and mention those sponsors as well before the conversation is done. But a quick break right now. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with John Berg from the Glenwood Springs Community Concert Association, a group of 20 or so locals that every year put on a number of concerts in Glenwood, and this year gearing up for the 70th anniversary concert season, finishing first, though, the 69th year with the final concert of the year, New Odyssey. Three guys that play 30 instruments. Always, I know the last show of the year, it always seems to have a little bit bigger push, is a little bit more energy than the rest of the season.
That's true. Yeah, we try to do that.
And again, if you would like to buy the new season, just show up on April 30th at Glenwood Springs High School. The show starts at 7, so doors probably around 6:30.
Right.
And if you buy the 70th season pass, then you'll get the show on the 30th for free. Again, it's not an individual show thing. You got to buy the whole season. Still, tickets are very, very reasonable. $40 for an adult or $15 for students. Plus, you've got a family option as well.
That's correct.
So for $90, you get 2 adults and unlimited kids under 18 in the household.
That's correct.
So that's, you know, $90 for a whole family for six different shows, again, if you show up on April 30th.
That's right. And it's the kind of music I think everybody will enjoy. I mean, a lot of us old-timers enjoy the stuff from the distant past, but we have a lot of newer music, too, and we really encourage the younger audience to come, really try to get families there. So
maybe they'd be like you. They, as you say, they would learn that they like a style of music they didn't know they liked.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
I'm curious what, again, over the last 8 years that you've been involved with the Community Concert Association, what were either a couple bands or a couple styles of music that you've appreciated that, again, you didn't think you liked, but you really enjoyed?
I first tell you a little bit about my favorite music. I'm a trumpet player from my youth, so I absolutely love brass quintets. So we have one of those coming up this coming year. And I like classical music, and I've never been exposed that much to bluegrass, for example. And I can tell you we've had some bluegrass concerts that just have blown my head off. I absolutely have come to appreciate that music a whole lot more. We've had some acts that do really unusual things. We had one guy play the theremin, which is kind of that kind of strange music that you hear in science fiction movies.
Oh, okay.
And he did that. His wife was an absolutely incredible voice singer, did a lot of different ballads and things. And it was the kind of concert that I probably wouldn't have gone to on my own, but I totally enjoyed it. It was just really exciting.
Okay, that's
and we,
very
you know, we have brass. You know, we have some old music from the past. We had a band called Honna Lee, which was Peter, Paul, and Mary group, just
right
about a week ago.
Sure.
And we've had some people. A lot of people do some Broadway. They do some Beatles things, a little bit of classical. So it's a broad variety of really fun, enjoyable music.
Should we talk about the 70th season?
I guess sure, let's do that.
Kind of, it seems like a natural transition into that. So the last show of the 69th season is on April 30th, and you can see that show as a bonus, you might say, if you buy the 70th season.
That's right.
Going to the high school on the 30th the only way that you can get that deal, or can you also get that deal on the website?
You can get it through the website.
Okay.
You can call Judy or Sue with the phone numbers you gave earlier, or, you know, there's a lot of ways you can get tickets. Call any of us. We'll make sure that we can.
So as long as you buy the season before the show on the 30th, you can get the show on the 30th.
Yeah, or you can do
well.
It. You can come to the high school and get them right there too.
Okay, whatever works for you.
Yep.
And there's no difference whether you buy them in advance or whether you buy them at the high school.
That's
on the
right.
30th as well. Okay, so moving on to the 70th anniversary concert season, Wednesday, September 20th. I believe that this is that quartet that you were talking about. I definitely, brass is in the name, so how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah, it's brass quintet, and it's really exciting. I love
quintet,
brass music.
I'm sorry,
myself.
Five, not
five.
Four.
Yeah, right. Close enough.
Call me a liar for one instrument.
Okay.
It's Alias Brass? Is
Alias
that the
Brass is the name of it, and they're really a terrific, exciting group. I think it's going to be really a lot of fun.
So I see a tuba. I see a trombone in the picture.
Yeah.
I see a trumpet and
a French horn.
I see a couple of trumpets and a French horn.
Right. That's your kind of classic brass quintet.
Okay. Sounds like, do you know what style of music they'll be playing?
Yeah, I know what they do, and they do some classical things, but they also do some popular things. There'll be a little Broadway. Probably a few Beatles tunes and just arrangements of a wide variety of music.
Okay. So classical, jazz, and pop, I think, is how they
describe
themselves.
Yep.
All right. Very interesting. Again, that show is on September
20th there.
There it is.
Yep. Yeah.
I said it before, but for some reason my eyes couldn't find it.
Yep.
Again, it's the whole season that you buy when you buy tickets from the Community Concert Association. So you get all of these shows for one price, plus that one additional show on April 30th.
Yep.
The next one is, this is obviously a Frank Sinatra style performer.
Right.
And this guy, or the name of the act, is Croon.
Mm-hmm. And the artist is Todd Murray. I mean, I've seen the clip from him, and he's just got a wonderful, rich baritone voice. And he'll be singing all kinds of Croon tunes. So, I mean, for those of you out there in the audience that enjoy that kind of music, I think it'll be very enjoyable.
All right. Again, in the style of Frank Sinatra and other crooners.
Exactly.
From 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Although he's singing songs ranging all the way back from the 30s to today.
That's correct.
So why can I not remember? Well, because I'm trying to think of it. The current artist that's pretty popular right now that has a little bit of that kind of crooning Frank Sinatra 60s style Michael Bublé.
Yep. I think that you're right on there.
Gotcha. Okay. Again, that show is on Thursday, November 16th. Mm-hmm. Then a little bit of a break over the holidays. And Saturday, February 10th next year is you're going to have to explain this one to me because, well, actually, no. I can figure out what kind of band it is because the name of the band is Wind Sync. So obviously these are all woodwinds.
Yep. A wind ensemble. You got it. Yeah.
Okay.
And a little more classic on this one, but they'll do, as all of these groups will do, a mixture of music, probably a lot of classical music. And just to remind people that don't know what a wind ensemble is, you got a flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and a French horn. So that should be a nice change of pace from the crooner and the brass quintet.
I always appreciate the bassoon because people have called me a bassoon frequently.
Is that right?
Or something close to it. Anyway, it also says they're engaging and charismatic.
That's true.
And this is another quintet, five members of this band as well. Again, it's instrumental. It doesn't sound like they've got a singer of any kind.
That's correct.
Okay. How do you go about deciding what acts you're going to bring to the concert series every year?
We work with a group. They're out of Minnesota. It's called Allied Concert Association. And what they do is they bring to the board many, many, many different selections. I'm guessing at least 50 different groups.
Wow.
The board sits down and reviews the groups, hears clips, talks about them. We review kind of how they've been received in the past in other communities and try to pick a good mix that kind of appeals to a pretty broad audience. So everybody at least gets probably their favorite stuff and some other stuff that they might not be their favorite, but they also like.
Sure. So you take into consideration if a band has been here, say, 3 or 4 years ago, and they were very popular then you'll say, well, maybe it's time to bring them back again.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, I know there's a similar concert association is it Delta, Montrose?
There are. Yeah.
And do you work with them to try and get the schedule so that a band will play, say, there one night and then come here the next night or the other way around?
Well, we do that indirectly through this Allied Concert Association.
So they take care of the routing.
And gotcha. It's amazing how much these people travel, I can tell you. The last group we had in had been to 70 different concerts around the country through the Midwest and Montana.
Wow.
Wyoming and, here.
Wow.
They love Glenwood when they come here because they get to visit the pool and they all rave about our valley and what goes on here.
Sure. Isn't it interesting? I mean, everybody wants to be famous. I'm not sure I could handle that much travel.
I'm not sure. It's not an easy lifestyle.
Because I was going to say, because it's not always great places like Western Colorado.
That is true. I mean, this is a real treat when they come to Glenwood and they see the Roaring Fork Valley.
Again, if you would like to learn more or you would like to buy tickets for the 70th anniversary concert season, just go to gsconcertassn.org. You can call Judy at 945-5384, or you can call Sue at 945-8722, or you can just show up at Glenwood Springs High School on April 30th. Again, doors open around 6:30. If you buy in any one of those forms, if you buy the 70th anniversary season, then you'll get the show on April 30th featuring New Odyssey. Those three guys that play 30 instruments between the three of them, you'll get that show absolutely free. So it's six concerts for the price of five, I guess you might say.
Right.
Final break. We'll come back and wrap things up and talk about the final two concerts of the 70th anniversary season in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with John Berg from the Community Concert Association in Glenwood Springs. Their 70th anniversary concert series kicks off in September with Alias Brass, the brass quintet that we talked about before. What did I say? Two trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, and a tuba. Then the next show is in November. It's Croon featuring Todd Murray. No doubt, not just in voice, but in the way he looks. He'll remind you a little bit of Frank Sinatra, I think. and playing all of those old standards from, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, as well as some newer stuff. Wind Sync is a woodwind quintet featuring flute, clarinet, oboe, French horn, and bassoon. And the next show is on Tuesday, March 13th. And that is Hot Club of Cowtown. You said this is definitely a country feel. Did you say bluegrass or country?
What they characterize themselves as is wonderful Western string trio.
Okay.
And I've seen the clip of them, and they're just a real fun group.
So like in the vein of Bob Wills?
Yeah, I think so.
Like traditional country?
Yeah.
Traditional Western music?
Yeah, traditional Western. And I think they'll, again, like most groups, do a variety of things.
Sure.
But that'll be really, really nice to get that kind of Western flavor in that
right.
concert.
Yeah. Right. And by that, fiddle, guitar, and stand-up bass.
Right.
And then great vocals.
Right.
As well.
Yeah.
So that sounds like an interesting show, and it's just a trio as well. So it'll be interesting to see. Always curious to see how different bands do different things with larger and smaller numbers.
Right, it is.
You know,
it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Any musician, I think, is always interested in that kind of thing and how they play their instruments.
Yeah.
And
what
nuances.
I really like is the passion that all these groups bring to their. I mean, they're doing it because they love what they do, and it really comes across when they present it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when you know, as you do, how many shows they do in a year, and to continue to bring that energy and that enthusiasm
exactly
for what they do is really pretty special.
It is very special.
Speaking of very special, the final show of the 70th anniversary season from Glenwood Springs Concert Community Concert Association. This is a very special one. They've been here a few times, and I want to say every time they are very well received.
Yes, it's the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I mean, what more can you say? It's just the name says it all.
Right, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we're all familiar with their music, and I think we all love it every time we hear it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to go wrong with brass.
That's true.
And big band.
That's true.
This is next year on Thursday, April 5th, is when Glenn Miller Orchestra will take the stage at the Jeannie Miller Theater at Glenwood Springs High School. Of course, you know, popular in the 30s and 40s. We all know the story about Glenn Miller, who disappeared, was never heard from again. And yet the band lives on.
It does. You know, it was my parents' music. I mean, they loved that. Actually, my dad was in a dance band back then, and that was part of so important part of their life. And it's kind of amazing that it's popular to all the generations since. I mean, it's such a enduring, wonderful sound.
I'm trying to think of Glenn Miller songs. Of course, you know, Little Brown Jug was one of the real popular ones. Obviously, kind of a prohibition kind of thing there.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
What are some other
Pennsylvania
Glenn Miller songs?
65,000, Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Right.
Yeah, that's just a long list of great standards.
And you may not recognize the names, but you would absolutely recognize the melody.
True.
I would try and give you a little bit of it, but I don't think anybody would really care for that. The best thing is to buy the tickets for the 70th anniversary season and hear for yourself.
That's true.
Again, those tickets are just $40 for adults, $15 for students, or $90 for a family, which includes two adults and an unlimited number of kids under 18 in the household.
Right.
So a great deal, again, for all five of the concerts, plus the bonus sixth concert with the New Odyssey, those three guys playing third. I keep coming back to that because that's a lot of instruments.
That is a lot.
It's a lot of instruments. 30 instruments for 30 people is a lot of instruments, much less 30 instruments for just three guys.
Yeah, how they manage that is going to be fun to see.
Absolutely. Again, details at gsconcertassn.org. You can call Judy, 945-5384, or you can call Sue at 945-8722. I said that I'd give you some time to recognize sponsors. Again, you've got a number of sponsors at different levels, so probably not time to recognize everybody, but certainly at the sponsor and co-sponsor level, you probably would like to mention
those.
Let me
give you the ones at least at the top of the list, and we're really appreciative for these sponsors because they make it affordable for the broad audience. It's Alpine Bank, the Bank of Colorado, the Glenwood Hot Springs and Pool, Glenwood Caverns and the Iron Mountain Hot Springs, and Valley View Hospital. And we really appreciate all the help that they give us in making these concerts so affordable for the broad audience.
Right. So it's the sponsors that help keep the ticket prices low.
Right.
And again, those are all at the sponsor level, as you say, the top level.
Right.
And if your business name was not on there, well, you can take care of that by checking out the website or calling Sue or Judy.
Right.
And I'm sure you could probably discuss it as well at the show on the 30th also, if you'd like to do that.
Absolutely.
Again, the website is gsconcertassn.org. Sue's number is 945-8722. Judy's number, 945-5384. And again, if you would like to buy tickets at the show on April 30th, just show up Glenwood Springs High School. Doors open around 6:30 or so. You can buy the 70th anniversary season tickets there. And you can also talk about sponsor opportunities. John, I'm sure that most of the members of the volunteer board will be there. So if you want to have a conversation about it, okay, let's talk.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
If you'd like to help out, and again, those sponsor donations help keep the cost low for everybody else. Anything else that we should mention that we haven't touched on yet?
I think we've got it all. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny. You brought a full page of notes, and I don't think you looked at your notes once.
I don't think that's true.
I think that means you did a good job. You must have studied those notes really well.
Thank you.
John, thanks so much. All the best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.